Financial guru Warren Buffett says that within 10 years, America could be a sharecropper people at the mercy of foreign creditors and no longer in control of our economic destiny. Will this happen? And more importantly, why would it happen? You're listening to Longitude, a podcast off the World News and Prophecy online site. Today is Tuesday, March 8th, 2005. I'm Darris McNeely. Warren Buffett is one of America's ablest and most revered financial investment counselors and gurus. His company, Berkshire Hathaway, is one of the top mutual companies in America. Every year, people wait with bated breath for his annual report, and it came out yesterday. I was reading it out of the Financial Times and off the internet as he was talking about not only his company, but some of the trends that he sees going ahead for the United States, especially in areas of the trade deficit and what that portends for the future. Let me read just a little bit from his annual report to his shareholders, and I'm going to quote a little bit from this and comment on it, but I think it has some very important information for our listeners. He said, "Our country's trade practices are weighing down the dollar. The decline in its value, the dollar's value, that is, has already been substantial, but it's nevertheless likely to continue. Without policy changes, currency markets could even become disorderly and generate spillover effects, both political and financial. No one knows whether these problems will materialize, but such a scenario is a far from remote possibility that policymakers should be considering now." He mentions a congressional study as far back as November of 2000 that really has been gathering dust. He says that study was ordered after the deficit at that time hit an alarming $263 billion rate in 1999. By last year, 2004, that trade deficit had risen to $618 billion. Now, what this means is America is buying more goods and services than it's selling to other nations. We're spending $618 billion more each year than we really can afford. Now, Mr. Buffett continues, this is a staggering figure, and it's one that has important consequences. Now, what this amounts to is massive transfer of wealth from the United States to the rest of the world. Going on in Mr. Buffett's report, he says that this transfer may materialize in the form of IOUs, our private or governmental institutions give to foreigners, or by way of their assuming ownership of our assets, such as stocks and real estate. In either case, Americans end up owning a reduced portion of our country, while non-Americans own a greater part. Let me pause right there. That's an awesome statistic, and that is a dramatic statement that is taking place, a scenario that is very important for us to consider. Let me continue on with his report. "This force-feeding of American wealth to the rest of the world is now proceeding at the rate of $1.8 billion daily, which is an increase of 20% over last year." Let me repeat that. "The force-feeding of American wealth to the rest of the world is now proceeding at the rate of $1.8 billion daily." Again, that is tremendous figures here. Now, I know that figures like that seem meaningless to you and I, but believe me, they are impacting our future and our children's. We ignore them at our peril. Now, Mr. Buffett goes on his report to try to help us understand that the economy is kind of like a big national pie that every American has a part in, and that pie is divided up in various governmental benefits and social programs and entitlement programs that make us all function and make us happy, and the various parts of the American society share in this large pie, and we will have our squabbles and debate about who gets what and where it goes, but each year when the fight is finished, as he says, all the family's huge pie remains available for its members, however it's divided. He said, "No slice must be sent abroad." Now, here's the money paragraph of his report. He says, "Large and persisting current account deficits produce an entirely different result. As time passes and as claims against us grow, we own less and less of what we produce. In effect, the rest of the world enjoys an ever-growing royalty on American output. Here we are, like a family that consistently overspends its income. As time passes, the family finds that it's working more and more for the finance company and less for itself. This annual royalty paid the world would undoubtedly produce significant political unrest in the U.S. Americans would still be living very well, indeed better than now because of the growth in our economy. But in the future, They would chafe at the idea of perpetually paying tribute to their creditors and owners abroad. A country that is now aspiring to an ownership society will not find happiness in a sharecropper's society. But that's precisely where our trade policies, supported by Republicans and Democrats alike, are taking us. And that's the end of what I will read from his annual report to the shareholders of the Berkshire Hathaway Company. Now, what Mr. Buffett describes in this report is not pretty. Any nation that gives away its capital wealth because of overindulgence, overspending, and not properly planning for the future and preparing and conducting its affairs in a proper manner, its economic affairs, that type of society has deep systemic problems that will create other moral issues. I don't think the quality of life that he envisions we will have, even with the larger account deficits and foreigners owning a larger share of the American pie, I don't think that life will be that good, personally, as we project ourselves ahead even one decade into the future. Because there's another dimension to America's standing in today's world. Few people really realize that we hold our power and wealth because of the blessings of God and the promises that he made long ago to a man who decided to follow him in faith. Abraham, the biblical patriarch, made a covenant of obedience with God, and the terms of that covenant are impacting our world today. Let me read to you from the Bible, from a book of the book of Leviticus, and show you what God says to America today. In this chapter 26 of Leviticus, God speaks of the blessings for obedience and the cursings for disobedience. I'm going to jump right to Leviticus 26 and verse 14, where God begins to show what will happen to America and to really any nation in the long term that does not honor the commitments and the covenant and the promises that he made and the law, his laws. He says, "If you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments," going on in verse 15, "and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments so that you do not perform all my commandments but break my covenant, I will also do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it." That verse there in verse 16 is talking about this very fact of what we are now experiencing as a result of our trade deficit and foreigners owning a greater share of American wealth, property, and interests. Going on, verse 17 of Leviticus 26, God says, "I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you." America has some enemies in today's world who would love to see a reversal of the power, the economic and military and political power that we now hold in this world. And our enemies are growing in strength. And some of those enemies are beginning to invest in certain ways and control aspects of the American economy that will have dire consequences. And God shows that as a result of disobedience to his laws. Going back to verse 18, he says, "And after this, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its produce, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. Then if you walk contrary to me and are not willing to obey me, I will bring on you seven times more plagues according to your sins." This is a pretty dire prophecy that God lays at the door of Israel anciently, and what most people don't understand, America today is descendants of ancient Israel and heirs of the promises God made to Abraham and responsible for that covenant and the relationship that God began with that one man. God's looking at America today and he's holding us to account for not remembering and obeying him in all our ways. Our moral sins and transgressions of the Ten Commandments are coming home to roost. As our Supreme Court debates today whether to allow public display of the commandments of God, the Ten Commandments, in public places, God is judging us for national obedience. He will hold us to account. We are seeing the economic power of this country slip from our control day by day as our wealth is being siphoned off to other nations. At this rate, there will be a time when America will not be in control of its destiny, when other nations will, quote, reign over us, end of quote, in economic decisions, and we will not be in charge. And that will be a different America when that time comes. But there is hope in God's Word. God always holds out a promise of hope in the midst of trouble. Going back to Leviticus 26 and continuing on in verse 40, God shows the one condition that could reverse everything. He says, if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their unfaithfulness in which they were unfaithful to me, and that they also have walked contrary to me, and that I have walked contrary to them and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if their uncircumcised hearts are humbled and they accept their guilt, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob and my covenant with Isaac and my covenant with Abraham. I will remember. I will remember the land. That promise of hope is still applicable, and it's available to America, Britain, and other nations today as we face some monumental changes in the current status of power in our world. You can understand more of this subject through our booklet, The United States and Britain in Bible Prophecy. This free booklet will take you through the scriptures to show you God's plan for America, the world, and you. There is something that you can do to deal with the changes taking place today and those that are prophesied for the future. You can request a copy of the booklet through our website, wnponline.org, or follow the links and read it now online. Thanks for listening today. For Longitude and WNP Online, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.